From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou reporting.
We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you.
President Donald Trump at a West Virginia rally Thursday night calling stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia a total fabrication that makes his political opponents feel better about themselves after their loss of last year's election. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, significantly stepping up his probe into Russian interference in the election. The U.S. Senate has effectively blocked President Trump from making any appointments while the lawmakers are on their August break. The politicians have agreed to a procedural quirk known as pro forma sessions, a series of brief meetings that will technically keep the Senate in session. Senators took the action after Trump's recent criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions sparked speculation that he might fire Sessions during the recess. Police in Australia say two brothers are facing terrorism charges for their alleged attempt to place a bomb on board a plane out of Sydney last month. Police say the plot was directed by the Islamic State group. Michael Phelan is Australia's Federal Police Deputy Commissioner.
This is one of the most sophisticated plots that has ever been attempted on Australian soil.
Phelan praising the intelligence agencies and law enforcement for responding so quickly in a short period of time in what could have been a catastrophic event. Police saying the 49 and 32-year-old brothers are charged with planning a terrorist attack. A third man remains in custody. Flames engulfing one of the tallest residential towers in Dubai Friday, the second time in 2 years that residents had to scramble to safety as chunks of debris fell to the street, ironically called the Torch Building, 336 meters tall. This is VOA News. Wildfires in Europe still raging. In Athens, Greece, three firefighters hurt there fighting large brush fires. Evacuations ordered in two communities along the coastal area of Longanisi. In Albania, 300 firefighters and military personnel working to keep 25 wildfires under control that have broken out in the past day. And around the French Mediterranean coast of Corsica, fires are burning there where soaring temperatures are adding to the problem combined with the threat of high winds on the way. The Ethiopian parliament lifting the state of emergency enacted last year following months of protests that claimed lives of hundreds of people. The parliament, which convened Friday for a special session, approved the measure shortly after listening to a report presented by Defense Minister Siraj Fregesi. Fregesi saying, even though there are a few incidents happening in some areas, we understand that it can be handled by local security and administrations, given that it can happen at any time. He says, we have assessed the general situation and we have compiled a report for the parliament and our decision to lift the state of emergency. Emergency rule was imposed on October 9, 2016, after a development scheme for the capital Addis Ababa sparked unrest, which turned into broader anti-government demonstrations about politics and human rights abuses. Voters in Rwanda are choosing their next president Friday. Observers expecting most of the votes will be cast for longtime President Paul Kagame, who won the 2010 race with more than 90% of the vote. Andre Sabera is a Rwandan voter. He says that as a Rwandan, it was very important to come and vote, and that's why I came early this morning. Provisional results from the election, they're expected later today. Al-Shabaab militants have taken a strategic town linking Somalia's capital to the western regions of the country. Residents in Ligo, 120 kilometers from Mogadishu, said that they saw militants enter and seize the town early Friday morning after Ugandan troops stationed there completed their withdrawal. Residents reported that the troops, who are part of the African Union mission, AMISOM, have been loading military equipment and personnel belongings onto military trucks since Thursday. The convoy departed the town early Friday, allowing al-Shabaab militants to reoccupy the town. Venezuela's National Constituent Assembly holding its first meeting in Caracas today despite international outcries and opposition protests. The gathering of the delegates elected to rewrite Venezuela's constitution is setting the stage for a possible showdown between President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition, which is saying the election was not fair. I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.